USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At last night's final Democratic debate of the year in Los Angeles, six of the seven candidates on stage were targeting South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg at times, slamming him for holding a high-end fundraiser at a California wine cave recently. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren saying that billionaires in wine caves should not be picking the next president.
I said to anyone who wants to donate to me, if you want to donate to me, that's fine. But don't come around later expecting to be named ambassador.
Part of Mayor Pete's response?
According to Forbes magazine, I am literally the only person on this stage who's not a millionaire or a billionaire. This is the problem with issuing purity tests you cannot yourself pass.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says there's still an impasse on what the next steps in the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump will be. And this is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump hosting a congressman who switched from Democrat to Republican because of his outrage over the impeachment process. Here's USA Radio's Robert Walensky.
President Trump sitting next to New Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew at the White House with the announcement he's ditching the Democrats and joining the Republican Party.
This is just a better fit for me. This is who I am. It's who I always was, but there was more tolerance of moderate Democrats, of blue dog Democrats, of conservative Democrats, and I think that's going away.
The legal smoking age is now close to becoming 21, up from 18. Congress passing the measure yesterday as part of a $1 trillion package covering eight bills, including one that will avoid another government shutdown once the president signs it. And the number of lung injury cases connected to e-cigarettes is hitting a new milestone. The CDC says over 2,500 people have been hospitalized as of this week. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
Boeing's Starliner capsule has been launched from Cape Canaveral this morning. Aboard a United Launch Alliance Atlas V rocket, the plan is for that capsule to dock with the ISS and then eventually come back and land in New Mexico. Just hearing of a magnitude 6.1 earthquake hitting Afghanistan's Hindu Kush region this morning. The names of around 22,000 people are going back on Georgia's voting rolls. Over 300,000 names were removed from the voter registration list earlier this week because of inactivity, death, or change of address. The Secretary of State's office deciding yesterday to reinstate 22,000 of those names after a challenge from a voting rights group, Fair Fight Action, at issue the interpretation of what should be the deadline regarding inactivity. Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker has been in theaters for one day, and it's already running away at the box office. The latest film in the Disney-owned space saga brought in an estimated as much as $48 million last night. In its preview, it's opening widely today. If the preview numbers hold, the film could see the third or fourth highest earning preview in history. And the new Miss America is from Virginia, Camille Schreer, taking the crown at last night's pageant. She's a doctoral student in pharmacy. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.